Your breath kind of smells like poop.
He says it smelled like fishy.
You got a fishy breath.
I got fishy breath.
Were you eating fish down in the creek?
There we go.
I think that did it.
Don't touch anything.
I wish I knew what episode this was.
Ooh, 18?
18.
Question mark.
How to ski it for skiers, about skiers. But I don't think it's fair to say that it's by skiers right now, considering
it's been a bit.
It's been 3 weeks since I've skied.
I am trying to remember the last time I went. I went to a basin. It was 2 or 3 weeks ago.
And here we are mid-April and 18 new inches at Copper Mountain last night, 6 new inches at Eldora. And you know what? I didn't look at the ski report like nationwide. You know what's weird is I woke up this morning and went to Copper Mountain's website and then saw that 18 inches before you guys started blowing me up about it. And I rarely go to their website, but yeah. It was just there in my favorites in front of me, and I saw 18 inches. And then I went to the webcam, and the webcam, the Super B cam, you could see that there was like, you know, a couple feet of snow at the base of the mountain, much less.
That's awesome.
And there was like, you know, where that little road dead ends into where the Super B is. It looked like a car, probably a service vehicle, my guess is, did a U-turn there, and it looked deep, but heavy.
Nice.
Oatmeal.
Oh.
Concrete.
Yeah.
Concrete.
Well, it makes sense. It had gotten so warm in Colorado.
This time of year.
Yeah.
It's tough to get good snow this time of year. You can get good snow. It's tough to get great snow because it does need to be cold to make great snow. But everyone, and they announced today that their closing date is TBD, which means to be determined. So who knows?
Which is exciting.
And Eldora is extended to the 21st, which is Monday. And I really want to make it up. We're in a really busy time of year from work-related stuff, so it has crimped skiing. And the bike has been out. The gravel bike and the mountain bike has been out.
Yeah, I've done a few bike rides as well. I mean, we have together, even.
And since we did our last podcast, the ski industry has collapsed.
You're such a dork. Well, I mean, you heard about Disney World buying Vail, right?
I did. I love that so much.
April Fool's stuff was solid because there was a lot of stuff like that. And I think all the jokes in the ski industry for April Fool's was like the Death Star took over Epic. And, you know, they just were all. And the ski industry hasn't collapsed. And if you are a skier, regardless what state you're in, if ski areas are still open, nobody, including us, is skiing right now.
Yeah.
I mean, the mountains are empty, and it is a good time of year. And we're going to try to get up and get one more day in, which is going to leave me 15 days short of my goal.
I would just like to say that I'll be a monkey's uncle if that happens.
If I get one more day in?
Yeah, if you get one more day
in. That's a challenge.
Wouldn't you be a monkey's aunt?
Oh, God, come on.
I'm just saying, sorry.
It's the saying.
I will say, I was driving back home from Fruta over the weekend, so I got to pass Beaver Creek, Vail, Copper.
Beaver's closed.
Yeah, definitely for good reason. There wasn't a whole lot of snow from what you could see, but it was like 52 when we passed Copper on Sunday around 4 in the afternoon. So it's been warm, but this new snowstorm is awesome.
Yeah, I'm sure today if you had some Deb Armstrong skis, which is anything over 110 underfoot, you would have had a pretty decent day to stay on top of it. But man, it's sad. It was a good ski season. It feels like it petered out. We started so strong.
Yeah.
You know, it's that time of year where I don't even know why I bought 2 passes.
And they're looking at potentially buying them again this year for next year.
I'm going to go another year of getting both passes because of the 7 days I had at Vail, were all incredible. I did not have a bad, only 7 days at Vail. I did not have a bad day at Vail. I didn't really have a bad day anywhere. Me and Mel had one rough day at Winter Park where it was like an inch of like goose down powder on top of just rock hard ice.
Yeah.
And it wasn't a great day, but it was a good season.
It was. This is the most I've ever had in one season, most days.
And the best you've ever skied. Yeah.
Hands down, best I've ever skied.
Yeah. I ended up at 34. I want to get 35 in by, I don't know if I've ever skied much. I skied once on Memorial Day, but I've never ski late.
Yeah.
I would say I also feel like it was our most exciting ski season because we skied so many resorts. We did the ski train. We stayed up and you know,
yeah,
hoteled and VRBO'd, and we really like mixed it up this year, and it made it kind of a cool year.
Yeah, it was awesome. I got to go to several places I'd never skied before.
Yeah, same. Well, I didn't go anywhere I'd never skied before, but I went to a couple places. It'd been a long time, including Crested Butte, Telluride, and Vail.
Yeah. But you had skied Telluride before this year?
As a pup.
Oh, got it.
Yeah, I've skied everywhere as a pup. Like, I always tell my parents, like, want to get up to Sun Valley, never been there. And they're like, well, yeah, you were there when you were six. And so a lot of places that I don't remember. But Telluride, I do remember skiing as a kid because I was a young teen. And I definitely remember the spiral stairs and the plunge used to be these iconic runs. And now they're still iconic runs, but they're kind of wide or steep, but wider. And they used to be these narrower, you know, like two-lane runs. And now they're like six-lane runs, equivalent to cars.
I feel like I-70 should take notes.
Expand. Did you hit traffic coming home from Fruta?
Sure did.
Did you wait?
So we kind of just, we left when we left and got to the tunnel at, it was like 4:15 from Georgetown to the US 6 exit was stop and go. But we hit the frontage road and really didn't deal with a lot of that. It was a parking lot and we kind of just dealt with the stop signs, and the remerge was the only time we had to slow down, to a stop, but then got back on and from US 6 all the way home. Not a problem. So I don't know what's going on in that area. And I know it's summertime and ski traffic turns into mountain bike, hike, camp traffic, very much so on Sundays. But
Sundays are terrible in the summertime.
Yeah.
I mean, terrible.
It's just like winter. It's not much different.
And I wanted to say, I truly am disappointed to hear that you're one of those frontage road people that ruin it for everybody.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man.
I had to. I'd been in the car for like 3.5 hours and I was ready to get home and I just did it. You know, I made a decision in Georgetown to do it. I did, however, do the speed limit and had people ride my behind the entire time. So I don't feel guilty about the people that fly through there 50, 60 miles an hour through people's driveways in a 35. I do understand that's not cool, but I did 35 the whole time. Kind of out of spite because the person behind me was really in a rush to go sit in traffic. So I slowed everybody's day.
When people tailgate, the best thing you can do is go the speed limit.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
Play it safe.
Actually, yep. Dave likes to go sometimes 2 or 3 under to make sure that you know that he knows that
I'm messing with you.
Okay. No, that's not what I'm doing. I'm just saying if you think it's safe to drive 3 feet off my bumper, we need to go 5 under to make sure everybody's safe.
100%.
Yeah. It's not out of spite.
Have you ever heard of the mind control theory with that? If you speed up because someone's riding your behind, they controlled your actions. So you never let them control your actions.
If you slow down because they're on your tail, they're also controlling.
No, now you're controlling their emotions because you're pissing them off.
Now, if you did it because they were on your tail, they still got to you.
I did it for the safety of all the people on the road.
See, correct? And that means they didn't get to him.
But it did get to them.
Well, you know what? I have nothing good to say about I-70 all year. It didn't get any better. They didn't do anything meaningful. The worst day of the year is because they let a bunch of semis up without chains. Mm. And it just was a record bad year for I-70. And it's disappointing because it's not going to get better.
No.
I feel like I-70 adds to people's perception that skiing is worse.
And if you look at it from the commute, it is worse.
Yeah.
I skied significantly less days this year because the opportunities were mostly on weekends. And I was like, I just don't want to. I don't want to get up at 4 a.m. and then I don't want to have to come back home at 1. Like, this isn't, you got to sit in a parking lot for 2 hours. I mean, we talked about this on other podcasts, but just wasn't something that I enjoyed. I just don't want to deal with traffic. I can't stand sitting in traffic.
Okay.
Especially to go skiing.
Let me just ask an important question. I know what we all hate, but maybe we could talk about something positive. What was our favorite thing this year instead of I-70?
Oh, I was going to gripe about something else next, but
this is the gripe section.
And I just wanted to say, I don't care who you are, something that doesn't mesh well with skiing is a job.
Yeah, right.
That I know there's jobs out there, and we have as good a job as anybody for when it comes to skiing, but like a Monday to Friday job
makes it hard.
Yeah,
makes skiing has gotten worse if you have to have a Monday through Friday job.
Next winter we work weekends.
And I was thinking about talking to my supervisor to see about like, could I have Monday, Tuesday off?
Yeah, I mean,
because we all know that Thursday is the new Friday and Friday is the new Saturday. So you have to go Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Exactly.
It's the only time you can go.
I don't know how working weekends would work for this company.
Not everybody.
If they had to, though.
Oh, yeah.
If you were like, we're going to Tuesday to Friday or something like that, whatever. No,
it would be terrible.
Yeah, it would be. What would it be?
No, it would be Wednesday to Sunday.
That's it.
All right, it's resolved. We burned this place to the ground.
Four-day work week.
Should our building accidentally burn down? That was a joke. That was pure coincidence.
All right, one more gripe, and then we should. I like Mel's idea to talk about some positive things. And I think some people are going to be taken back by this gripe. But you know who I'm most pissed at in the ski industry right now?
Vail.
Wrong.
Me?
REI? I'm not allowed to buy anything anymore ever. I got in trouble for shopping at REI.
No, you know who I'm chapped with is the How to Ski It merchandise store.
Oh, yeah.
On the last podcast, I told you I ordered a jacket. And
oh, it's still not here?
Nothing.
What? Crickets.
Did you even, but okay, wait, did you get a confirmation that you?
I'm pretty sure I did. I didn't go back and
look. Okay.
Gotta hit confirm.
I know I did. I would just maybe hold off buying stuff from our store.
Our European team needs to look into it.
We'd also like to ask you to consider when you purchase from REI. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, buy. Don't buy from either REI or the How to Ski It store is the thing. Yeah, I was thinking about that the other day, and yeah, I just wanted to do a PSA. Don't buy from the How to Ski
It store. You can't trust those guys, clearly.
It's a scam.
And if you think I'm kidding that I got in trouble for buying from REI, I'm not.
Oh, I didn't think so at all. We had a podcast episode called Dave Hates REI.
Yeah, and again, it's an economic embargo. Like, I don't...
I vote with my dollar.
I vote with my dollar.
I vote with my vote, but you know, you do you.
I also vote with my vote and with my dollar. And then I felt bad because Dave doesn't go. There are a few places that I don't shop because of the same, well, mine's a political reason, not because they didn't help me with my broken skis.
You want to get into politics?
Nope. I'm saying, so I did feel a little bit guilty that I shopped at REI because Dave respects the places that I don't shop.
Fair.
I used to, but now I'm going to Chick-fil-A. Hey,
fair game.
The Lord's chicken.
Some good chicken, man.
Oh my God. Okay, let's talk about some positive things in the ski industry. I'll start and let's try to go fast.
All right.
And
so we can get back to complaining.
Yeah, because we're better at that.
We are.
You know what? A good thing this ski season, I'll start with the Epic Pass.
Okay.
Was awesome. It's not better than the Icon Pass, but when you've been skiing on the Icon Pass for so many years, and then you either switch or get an Epic Pass, Keystone, Vail, Telluride, Crested Butte, amazing. Like, I had just the Epic Pass was awesome.
Nice.
Can I mention food? That place that we ate at Vail for breakfast.
What is it called?
Jeez, oh, Pete. I do not remember. Sorry.
I thought that was going to be the name. I was like, that's a cool name.
That's a good name.
Jeez, oh, Pete Pizza.
Hey, trademark. No one else can take that. That's ours.
Right down by the gondola, and it's a fancy restaurant, part of a fancy hotel, and they have an all-you-can-eat buffet and it's super expensive, but you're in Vail, so you knew that when you parked your car.
Right. Well, and so it's not something I would say.
But delicious.
Yeah, that we would do all the time. You pay what you get
for, right? It's not like you're paying all this money for a McDonald's burger.
They have smoked trout.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good.
And so for me, a lot of times we go places. I love bread-related products, especially in the morning. And since I'm unfortunately gluten-free, this place had a whole gluten-free section of pastries. Like, that's a big deal.
I feel bad that we don't know the name because I took a photo of the sign out front. We'll post it on our social and call it one of...
I'm going to figure it out right now.
How to Ski Its Favorite Things. Marcus?
You know, for me, the thing that stands out the most this year, the best thing was Colorail, the volunteers that are trying to get advocate for more rail transit in Colorado and doing the Winter Park ski train.
I'm surprised at awesome. That. It was awesome, but I think there was something better for you this year.
Skiing trees?
Next time around.
Ryan. I think they're called the Apostles.
Yeah.
Too
late. I would say getting both passes was the right choice, although I did not get to ski as many days as I was hoping. I got to ski new places and kind of found a new hill in Keystone. I think it's a great place to ski. And, every day I had was a good day. I don't remember there being a day like, damn, I wish I didn't go skiing, which is most of the time. But every day I went up, I was like, that was a good day. Like, my legs hurt. I got my vertical feet in. And then my brother's coming to town from Jackson, and I guess he's got a couple pairs of skis for me. So
nice.
That's something to look forward to this week is nice. To see what he's got in the back of his car.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the second thing for me would be the K2 Mindbenders. And so I ended up on two pairs of them this year. I feel like it's 113 or 116, and we call them the Deb Armstrong skis.
I think they're 116.
And not out of disrespect for her. She's right. People are skiing on too fat of skis. And I only skied on them twice, but one of them was a 19-inch powder day.
Yeah.
And I was the king of creation that day. But I also skied on a pair of 98 Mindbenders, which was my daily driver this year, which I did not expect that they were going to be my daily driver. In fact, I started skiing on them because they were going to be my rock skis. And they just made this season so much fun. A 98 underfoot with a big tip on it is...
That's a sweet spot.
Yeah, it really is. And I made more turns and skied better this year at 54 than I think I ever did.
Nice.
And I want to give all the thanks to the K2 Mindbender 98.
Is that the one that blew out?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I kept skiing. Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to bag on it.
It blew out the top, and it definitely was a manufacturer's defect. And both K2 and REI, which I would never buy skis there again, no matter what, turned their back on me. And then one day me and Mel went to Vail, and it was early season in December, early December. And they're like, the back bowls are going to open. And I was like, I'm going to just go ski over just geothermal vents on these and just destroy them. And we ended up not hitting any rocks, but I fell in love with them that day. And then it was kind of a cool ski all year because I didn't love them. I loved them, but I didn't care what happened to them.
Yeah. That's a good spot to be.
Yeah. And I will buy another. That'll be my next, unless some kind of deal comes along or RMU starts selling skis. They have a half price sale or something. I will ski on a 98 Mindbender next year. Yeah. Mel?
I think going back to our old haunts was pretty cool. Crested Butte was a highlight for me this year. I mean, we went to college there. Got to go back and reacquaint ourselves with the mountain and the town and we had banana peel. Yeah. I mean, we skied some pretty steep stuff, and considering how much my knees bothered me really all year, I never got past it. Crested Butte just gave me warm fuzzies.
Yeah.
Nice.
Marcus?
Well, I mean, y'all are right. Second one is the Apostle 106. Is
the RMU.
RMU.
Out of Breckenridge.
I didn't know that. It's one of those weird things where when you first start, you know, you gave me a pair of hand-me-down skis and they're awesome and I'm grateful for them. You gave me a second pair of hand-me-down skis and they're awesome and I'm grateful for them because I got to ski without having to purchase any. And then you helped me pick these ones out and find them on Facebook. And I didn't ever think that I would have a pair of skis that I was like, oh my God, I'm in love. And man, skiing on those was instantly felt exactly like I've always been skiing. Like this is how it's supposed to feel. I'm so pumped. I feel more in control than I ever have.
I'll bet those guys would love to hear that. Like, I agree. I skied on RMUs for a few years and they're just the best. And they have a vibe.
Yeah.
It's like a handmade Colorado ski made in Colorado. If there's something. And then the Apostles are named after the Apostle Range, which you can see from the top of Copper Mountain looking south.
Nice.
And so like they that was like a meaningful ski. And when you talk about that compared to like a Mindbender that some aimless robot like spit them out and some guy just grabbed two out of a pile of them and called them a pair. Right.
Does it really work like that?
At REI it does.
More or less.
I think it does.
I need to ask a really important question of Marcus and his ski purchase. We sell quite a bit on Facebook Marketplace, and there's a lot of unique banter when you're selling something. When you bought these skis, did you harass the person? Did you ask for a major deal? Did you tell them you were coming and then not show up for 2 hours? Like, what was the experience on Facebook Marketplace?
I went to every road around his road and texted him photos of where I was and said, where am I? And when he said, no, that's the wrong road, I said, well, can you give me directions from here? And then I would overshoot it again. I'd text him another photo.
That sounds like the AV stuff we've been selling.
I print out MapQuest. I just hope I don't miss a turn.
Ryan, what else was super positive for you?
Super positive was the ski train. Just being a fanatic of rail and then getting to go do that. That was cool. I wish I could do that more. Yeah, it was just a cool experience. And it was cool to ski like sun up to sundown, fingers to toes, just all day long. We skied so much. Yeah. And just.
And the kid that brought us two rounds of beer at the derailleur.
Dude, everything about that day just was
everything
awesome.
About that day.
Yeah. Everything about that day.
So we need to recreate it this next season. You need to make sure Izzy doesn't buy a single mountain pass.
Oh, third thing, Izzy.
Yeah.
Got the icon pass already.
Yes. Whoop,
whoop. All right. There's another a bonus too. I got to ski with Izzy. We put her back on skis and got her skis and she's skiing.
And she's crushing it.
Yeah.
But we need to bring a cooler and have like real snacks and do the train. You know, like we need to do
snacks
the train
in the
right.
Cooler?
Listen, you are not allowed to bring adult beverages.
Yeah.
You can
so
only
we're
going to
bring
snacks.
Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
Exclusively Coca-Cola.
And ice.
So much.
And just ice.
And maybe some tonic water.
I was thinking like fried chicken and, you know, maybe some cheese, like a charcuterie board.
I feel like that's more like the A-Basin this time of year out of the back of the van with the grill and the hot dogs and some.
Okay. So that is what I'm trying to do.
Yeah, we should do that.
On the train, but they won't let you have a grill. So I was.
No, I'm still into the train with snacks. And Coke and ice.
How
and
do they know what's inside
a flask full of Coke?
Moving on.
We used to have a little grill that went inside a suitcase.
Perfect.
I still got a little camp stove.
Yeah,
I think a skillet hot.
I think we should try all of us go down to A Basin for a day.
It's up to A Basin, but I would love to. A Basin.
I'm from Texas, and we only say down. Everything's up from us, but it's still down.
Realistically, ski season has like 5 days left because Monday we go on to Texas for work, and then to Utah for work. Not the skiing part of Utah, the other part.
Yep.
The south part.
The desert.
What are y'all doing Saturday?
Maybe. And I don't have plans right now. It's supposed to snow every day this week. Although it's supposed to snow today, and I know when we get out of here, we're
isn't Saturday the 20th?
Gonna go ride bikes. Yes, Sunday's the 21st, last day for Eldora.
Yeah, just the 20th would be Saturday, which would probably be a cool day to go skiing.
Oh, 420.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Ah, brain trust over here.
Oh my
God. I like where your head's at.
Yeah.
What happened to your water from last time?
I don't condone that kind
of
stuff.
Of course.
But it's legal where we live.
So yeah,
people do in part.
Voters voted for
not me.
I mean, they voted to have a train come to Boulder too, but that didn't pan out.
Maybe they should use some of the tax dollars from pot to build a new train
to clean up I-70. Yeah, I think that's probably a good idea. You should run for office.
Do you think Governor Polis listens to the How to Ski It podcast?
I'm sure he does.
If he does, that dead if silence. He does, I have something to say to him right now. What's up, dog? He used to be one of our clients, and he's a really nice guy. And I really don't like politicians in general, but I give him a break because he's a really nice guy. And then I didn't see him for like 5 or 6 years, and I saw him down on the mall, and he remembered my name. And
that's impressive.
Like him. I like him.
Was your name on your shirt?
It might have been. It very. I don't ever pay attention that it's always on my shirt, but it might have been.
And for those of you who don't know, we have collared shirts that have our names on it, and so it's really funny when someone comes up and they're like, "Hey, Dave, how you doing?" You're like, "Who are you? How do I know you? You never met him before. They just read your shirt."
And we have our names on our shirt because we're a AV company modeled after a plumbing company.
Modeled after a mechanic company.
But my favorite is when you walk up to TSA before you even hand them anything and they're like, "Hello, Melinda." And you're like, "How does he know my name? That's amazing."
You forget you have it on all the time.
Yeah.
I travel too much. All right. Last thing of awesome stuff. It was going to places with like the How to Ski It group, like when we went to the X Games.
Yeah.
It was super cool because you guys are all like dear friends. But it was fun. Like, it was just fun. It's, you know, the best part about skiing is if you can get, like, a gang.
Yeah.
And just break in and rob places.
Sneak stuff past security.
That REI that got looted, it wasn't us.
If you can just get a gang of skiers together and look out for each other and ski safely together and have fun and go have a beer. And we kept looking for, like, the best Opry ski, and it was every weekend. It just...
Just together.
It's impossible. Yeah. Was it the Caboose or the Derailleur at Winter Park? You know, it just was, there was these places in Crested Butte. And then of course, the Jerome.
Yeah.
And going with all you guys to the Jerome and Aspen is awesome. But the How to Ski It podcast and just the How to Ski It gang was a bright spot for skiing.
Yeah. I agree.
Are we getting tattoos? Are we getting the How to Ski It
tattoo? I'll get a How to Ski It tattoo.
This is the final episode. Favorite things and then back around. I got one thing to add and then we can
Favorite things. I had it in my brain and then I started getting sidetracked on what How to Ski It could be when we're not skiing during the off season, and so then now my brain can't track back to
Marcus.
All right. You know what? Favorite thing this year is with the new skis and everything.
Ray-Ban Meta glasses.
Dude, you know what? You're not wrong. Those were sweet. But no, with the new skis and everything, I set out a goal at the beginning of the year. I want to ski trees this year, and got these new skis and was able to get in the trees early this year and got to ski all kinds of stuff with you guys that even last year I wouldn't have gone down with you. So getting to actually ski with you guys everywhere you went, with very, very few exceptions, was awesome.
Yeah. Your skiing went from, and I think it's different for everybody. So what I'm about to say is like on a personal scale.
Yeah.
But it went from like a C to an A-.
Yeah.
You know, it went so far up, and that's just on a personal scale, like not a C in general to A in general, but for you, C to A.
And I feel like you hit this sweet spot in skiing, which you hit this year, where you exponentially get better.
And then loved
then you're going more because you're getting better, and you see it's like almost a season or even a half a season sometimes where you're like, wow, I'm getting so much better. And that's kind of what happened this year.
Yeah.
Pretty much thanks to your skis, but
I agree.
Well, and trying to keep up with us and wanting to, you know, go where we go, and you're like, I want to do this, so I'm going to get better. And that's super cool.
Yeah. To see you in Bryan Glades, which is one of our favorites, was awesome.
Yeah.
Ryan.
First and foremost, being healthy and being able to ski, not getting injured, finishing the season.
No injuries in our whole group.
Yeah. I mean, a couple of cool slams in Aspen. That was, I'm sure you guys can go pull that up if you want. That didn't feel great. But yeah, just being part of the crew is cool. Just skiing with friends and being able to ski anywhere with everyone. Like, Izzy's not the best, you know, she's still waiting to hit the Marcus gap. but we know the mountains so well, we can all go everywhere and ride the chairs and do all this. It's not like, see you at lunch.
Yeah.
You know, we all totally get to hang out and ski what we want to ski, what we're comfortable skiing. I think that's really unique and cool and definitely special.
And that's important. It's one of the things I love about Copper Mountain is, and I think all ski areas have this. I know Aspen Mountain is exceptionally good at this, where I can go ski double diamond chutes and people in my family can hit blue cruisers and we will come together at the chairlift at the same time.
Yeah.
And I love that about Copper. Like people can go down Andy's Encore and we can go down Freefall Glade.
Yeah.
And that all meets at the Super B. And I love skiing like that because I don't want people to come with us if it's going to put them out of their element or they're going to not have fun because they're so worried about what might happen. I don't want that. I don't want that for them.
Mm-hmm.
And so I love that, like you were saying with Izzy, in that day we went to Keystone, that we just skied nonstop
parallel to each other, but on completely different terrain.
Yeah.
And then we immediately wait for each other at the bottom or at the next crossover, and it's like, all right. Yeah, catch your breath.
What was that? The Santiago Express.
Yeah.
Like a great bump run and then some cruiser runs.
I would like to, Dylan is not with us today. He is out of the office.
Dylan's still alive.
He will be missed.
But I would like to speak on Dylan's behalf on the two top positive things for him this year. On Dylan's behalf, I would like to say that his son started skiing this year.
Heck yeah.
And that he went with his dad and his kid up to Winter Park and they relive Dylan's, you know, past learning. Yeah. And then obviously the biggest thing for Dylan, kid isn't the big thing. He got back on skis.
Yeah. He started skiing again. And then he quit and went back to snowboarding.
And then he got back on skis.
We need to steal a snowboard and just hide it. And then he has to ski.
Break it.
Or sell it. And give him the cash.
Half of it.
We don't, you know, so next subject, we don't know what the plan is for how to ski it this summer. I know this, that we're going to do the podcast next winter.
Yep.
And I think the plan right now is to try to do some episodes over the summer and maybe look into mountain biking and some of the other things we do. I know we did a how to ski it episode on the Grand Canyon.
Yeah.
And so we could do things like that, but for our six friends that listen to the show, we would love,
thanks, guys.
Yeah, thank you. We would love feedback because I want to start another podcast, but then not do it in the winter. And that's the 500 Cats podcast.
500 yep. Cats.
Also trademarked.
Trademarked.
I think this just turns into, I mean, what was the one guy's comment? He's like, this is exactly what I want to listen to. It's just skiers talking about skiing. We just talk about what we're doing. Who knows? You know, we're going to mountain bike all summer and work.
Yeah, so, it's already been off to a good start of mountain biking.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
I really enjoy my mountain bike.
This is the time of year, too, when it's nice out and cool and not super hot to get fit. And then
here comes
summer.
And so if people have feedback, like, hey, we want to hear you guys ramble on about skiing that's not happening. And I do know skiing is a global sport. And true. Happens in New Zealand and Australia. And I know Ryan's going to go to New Zealand, but that'll be
in their summer,
their shoulder season.
That'll be December.
Yeah.
So that'll be their summer.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah.
It's the southern opposite. It's opposite.
It's different. The toilet goes the other way there. But we love feedback because, like I said, we want to maybe do some other things, but for sure, we'll do an episode here and there over the summer, and then we'll get back to weekly episodes. But it's been hard to get back in the studio when we haven't been skiing.
Yeah, there's not as much motivation when you can't talk about the skiing you did.
Hopefully there's one more. Like, we don't want Mel becoming an uncle, so we got to go skiing one more day, and then we can talk about, we should just throw a party and then come back and talk about it. Or podcast from the party.
I like that.
And I feel like Saturday would be a good day because the ski areas aren't going to be that crowded. Well, it depends on the weather this week.
If it's super nice.
If there's snow on the news and I-70's closed and they got 30 inches, then it might be busy, but it won't be like spring break or Christmas busy.
For what it's worth, my third happy thing that I forgot about was the van.
The van was pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah, the van was pretty good.
Oh, God. The dogs were warm.
We didn't worry about the
dogs.
We need a how to ski a decal for it.
We do. And we do have some of the small stickers, but we just don't seem to be using them. I put one on my MacBook.
If you want a sticker, hit us up.
MacBook.
Yeah, we'll send you a sticker.
We'll send you a sticker.
I got one on my helmet now and one on my skis.
Nice. Nice. But I don't know what How to Ski It podcast holds for the summer. I know we'll be back next year. I know a couple of us have, you know, decided to get passes. And we'll try to be a good steward of the sport, because that's the best thing you can do is be a good steward of the sport. And definitely, you know, if I was going to leave with one message, is the corporations don't call the shots. We do.
Yeah.
And by we, I mean like Joe Skier.
Skiers, yeah.
And skiers do. And if you're unhappy, which I'm not.
Yeah.
If you're unhappy with, you know, vote with your dollars, vote at the election office, stuff like that. But I think for all the fear that we talked about of corporations ruining it, it was the best ski season ever. Probably
it was the best ski season I've ever had. I know I haven't had a ton. I think this was my fifth.
I didn't have a lot of powder days either, but I had a lot of good snow.
Yeah,
like I feel like I always came in like a day late and a dollar short, but before it had gotten soft.
Yeah,
or hard, whatever way you want to look at it.
It was it was a great season. And I think that's an excellent point, though, is to, you know what? So much of it is your PMA, positive mental attitude. So much of it is how you look at it going in. And yes, is it more crowded? Yeah. Are there people who don't know how to ski? Yeah. But I mean, have fun. You're not out there. This isn't a traffic jam. Even if you got to wait 7 minutes at the lift, it's all how you look at it.
Yeah.
You're getting to ski.
And be a good example.
Yeah.
You know, when you're a bad example driving up, or a bad example parking, or a bad example in the lift line, you're what's wrong, not Epic and not Icon and stuff like that. And I think we did a good job of that this year.
I agree.
I only skied past one person that was stuck in the trees this year.
Oh, okay.
It was inadvertent. I got halfway down the mountain and I said, I think that was somebody.
But I only sprayed like four innocent people. Dude, they're sitting on the knoll. They deserved it. Like, my bad. Sorry.
Okay. So we apologize on Ryan's behalf.
I would say that next year, in looking forward to ski season 24-25, is we did not do any uphill this year. I don't know why.
I did one day.
Oh yeah, you did. You went without me.
I went to Marble, Colorado. It was incredible. You know why I didn't do as much uphill this year? Because I wasn't training for an Ironman, for one.
Oh, yeah.
But the other thing is, I always like to use uphill when the downhill's not worth it. Like, the snow sucks. And there was never a day that I was like, oh, it sucks, I'm just going to skin up. I was like, I'm going to go to the back and rip. And so, I want to do more uphill. You're right.
I did a little uphill for our video shoot.
Yeah. It was
all 50 meters of it.
It looked interesting. I'll put it that way.
So with that, I don't know. Like, we're not gone.
Right.
But I don't know that we're going to do weekly podcasts this summer.
It may be one a month. It may be one every couple months.
I would plug in your podcast machine in a few weeks, 500 cats, and see what comes up.
Yeah.
Because I think we have a really good idea.
And the best name for a podcast ever.
And if you think this show is nonsensical,
off the rails.
So, and to all the people that reached out and gave us feedback, and the couple people we had on the show, and the people we went to meet in Telluride and Crested Butte and all that stuff, thank you, because they're all awesome people that made the ski industry better this year. And we'll check back in midsummer. We're about to go on the road for a few weeks to do some sports broadcasting.
The next two events are both sports, mainly broadcasting.
Yeah, and that's exciting.
It is
not as exciting as skiing. And if you're involved in skiing broadcasting,
hit us up. How to Ski It at bcclive.com.
all right,
as always.
Yeah.
If you want to follow along on our socials, we're going to keep posting some stuff as the summer progresses. You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Threads, TikTok, and YouTube. We also have Reddit, all at How to Ski It.
Final thought.
Ski it.
Final thought.
Ski good or eat wood.
Should we go ride Chapman?
Yes.
All right. I'm going to make this my ringtone, I think.
Sweet.